I personally would think that would be terrific, instead of having the usual fringe, just having it thicker there.
Well, that was the hardest part to do. That was the real struggle. So if I wouldn't have to do that on the other side, it would be
heavy.
<It'd> be lighter.
You're drawing the model, and if you do it long enough and you're in the right space, begin to transcend just what's around you. You lose sight of the rest of the class, all the noise and everything. You don't realize anything except for the model and the feeling that you have from the model, and it just flows through you and it comes out through the pencil on paper. You know, you're not pushing the pencil, it's just going along.
How did you originally arrive at Capilano College? What turned you onto the art program?
I was looking for some discipline, which I found, you know, having to finish a project and carry it one step farther.
I'm just graduating right now after 2 years, and I didn't come here really expecting anything in particular. I was just coming for one course, and it's coming here sort of set me in a whole new direction that I really like.
Somehow I ended up recognizing that I had some sort of talent and I wanted to see how much I had, so I came here to see exactly how much I had. I had more expectations of myself than the program. I wanted to know about me. I think every student should do that. I mean, your expectations should be of yourself and see how far you can go.
Part of the reason I took the crafts option here at CAP rather than anywhere else is because of the certificate, which part of it was economical. I want to be able to work when I leave here. And being a career program, it's going to give me a certificate which will allow me, you know, presuming there's jobs available, to get into, say, occupational therapy. If not, then I can always teach at night school or community centers. But you need the certificate, which is really important.
What I took here at CAP was only drawing courses, life drawing, which is my main interest.
Those, right?
And that I found very much the situation as in a studio. It had the feeling of being with a person that whose profession is in this particular field, and the whole atmosphere was of a studio.
What type of students do you find coming into the first year program here?
Oh, everything. I've got academics who are carrying all academics except for one art course, which is this one. I've got commercial students who are carrying all commercial except this one. I've got fine art students who are carrying all the fine arts, including this one. And I've got community students who aren't taking anything except this one.
Right.
So it is just everything.
Good mixture of part-time and full-time students, I found. And all ages, sort of leaving school immediately, right up until sort of retirement age people. There doesn't seem to be any problems there at all.
I think the atmosphere in the college here is really good. You always see a lot of people having fun and getting together on things. There's a super student lounge. It's really big and there's music going. You can, you know, lots of room to do whatever you want. We have a gallery here that we display our work, and everybody gets in on that to see what everyone else is doing. And it's really good here, really good.
interested in the fact that last year in our wood carving class, it was interesting, you could almost tell the forms that people were coming up with in terms of where they were living. I found that mine were very much the Squamish Highway, you know, of angular forms, whereas people from downtown were all very geometric and hard and these kind of shapes. And whether the environment of here influences people's works, I don't know.
This is the
certainly where they're living, it seemed to.
This is the best campus I've ever been at in terms of that. I mean, with the trees overhanging,
yes, for sure.
And the smells of, you know, the dew and everything, it's just fantastic.
And just sketching classes to be able to go out and sit on the log and sketch.
And you've got the view too.
A lot of encouragement, a lot of good criticism, I find, too. I like the criticism a lot. I like the classes where I'm told what I'm doing wrong rather than people just saying, it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good. I don't know where I am, what I can do better.
People seem to be open, very, very open to each other.
The teachers here are all just been fantastic. You get some of them, the top-notch professionals in Vancouver teaching here.
I get on well with all the faculty that I have, and I think that they take an interest. I enjoy them all. They share with us what's going on with their own work and their successes or failures or whatever.
Right.
Mostly. So,
yes.
Most of them do. Yeah. And things like even taking us to their homes to show, you know, their work in progress and this kind of thing. I think that's very helpful, because it lets you know where they're coming from when they're discussing what you're doing. And you can see what their biases are, too.
For the first year, people who had done 2 years at CAP were accepted to a third year at the art school downtown.
And that's for the first time?
First time.
Yes,
there was
right.
About six of us that got accepted. With the work that I did here, I spent 2 years here, and I showed them my portfolio, and they even gave me a scholarship to go there. It was the biggest scholarship that they offered to any student.
It doesn't take a smashing portfolio to get into commercial art, but it takes something like dedication or maturity or outlook or, you know, that magic quotient that you really can't put your finger on.
I really enjoyed it here when I came because there was so much freedom. People were quite prepared to let you do and what you wanted to do and to experiment. You're not just learning a whole load of techniques regardless. You make your own experiments and tackle your own projects, and then the help that you need and the techniques that you need, you can learn on the way as you need them.
What I like of the courses here is that there is an exposure to many media. Just don't stick with one way of doing things.
I find starting in weaving and pottery and automatically become interested in the other side. You know, getting more and more into the sort of drawing, painting, art history and sculpture things. And a lot of it's just the interaction that takes place.
Yeah, it's the key to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And on a good day you do a really good drawing, and when you're feeling on top you do good work, and when you're not feeling so hot you do lousy work. But it's goes much deeper than that, and you begin to find out a lot more about yourself through what kind of art, what kind of a line drawing you really get into, or, you know, because your personality starts to come out in your work, and other people point it out to you. And everybody in the class is growing along with you at the same time, and they're becoming much more individual in their approach, and it gets to be really exciting that way.
Thank you.